What's going on, Sarah G?
Hey, what's up, bro?
What's up, advisors out there listening to the Daily Truth Bomb? All right.
I can't stand this. I mean, like, have you seen this too, though, with advisors, with their marketing, like, that they're just totally, it's totally off base.
Yeah, it's honestly so bad. You know, I can tell you, like, we hired a kid, and I'm going to call him a kid because he's younger than me. Everybody who's younger than me is a kid. We hired this kid, you know.
You're sounding like an old man now.
I'm getting old. I'm toeing the line of 40. I'm starting to get, like, joking. I got some salt inside my beard now. You know, I'm getting old man vibes. You know, I'm getting grumpy. I told somebody that the other day.
You're not old until you realize that the music that you liked when you were in high school and middle school is now, like, oldie stuff. Like, do you
realize? Oh my God, don't tell me that. I went out like 6 months ago, right? I went out downtown. I live in Austin, and I'm sitting there, and you know, some old school 2000s R&B comes on, and I'm jamming. I'm like, oh, this is my stuff. And these kids are like, oh man, this is oldies. I was like, what did he just say?
Like Salt and Pepper.
Yeah. I grew up to that.
It's like the music, but they had like no cuss words. When rap had no cuss words.
Yeah, exactly. When you had to be skillful in how you're gonna put your flow together.
Right.
So you know, it's interesting. I was saying, like, we hired this kid, and he's out here. He calls me one day. He's like, listen, I have this client that has, you know, a lot of money, right? And I keep having these meetings with them. It doesn't go anywhere. Can you sit on the meeting with me? Sure. Yeah, I'll sit on the meeting with you, help you do what you need to do. Fine. I get on the first meeting. I'm like, let's do two meetings with these people. I get on this first meeting. I listen to him talk. And I'm like, dude, I don't even understand what the hell you told them. And I've been doing this for a long time. I'm like, a confused mind says no. Okay, that's what I've always learned about psychology of communicating and selling. A confused mind says no. If you confuse me, it's no. I can't do anything. I'm really comfortable. So we get on this next meeting with these clients, okay? And I'm like, I'm going to talk this time. I'm like, hey, listen, guys, you know, I'm going to pull up my iPad and draw some concepts. I'm going to talk to you about what we think you should do. So I start drawing. I say, listen, I didn't go to school for art. So don't laugh at my ugly stick, people. And I laugh, ha, ha, ha. They laugh. Okay, cool. I go through and I draw out these very simplistic concepts. They're like, nobody has ever explained anything like that to me. You know what? We have this other $1 million. We want to go ahead and give that to you now. And so this advisor over here, I was so happy for him. He won the business. I helped him. And he's like,
I'm changed forever.
How did you do that? I was like,
I answered dumb questions.
This is what I've been doing for 17 years, and I drew it out. So we figured out, I'm like, then I sat on a couple more calls with him, and we figured out, like, hey, don't use advisor language. Use cocktail party, low IQ, we had a couple of drinks, and I want to explain it to you simply language when we talk.
No, like you would say, explain to your parents.
Yeah.
Or like a friend of yours, right?
You know, here's the thing, right? It's funny. I got some buddies that are on, you talked about LinkedIn. I got some buddies on LinkedIn that are doing a great job with their content. They said to me once, they're like, if I post this, the advisors who follow me are going to think I'm dumb and I don't know what I'm talking about. And I said, hey, you're writing to your potential clients and they don't know what the hell this thing means. And it doesn't matter what it doesn't matter what your colleagues think, as long as they're the ones that not getting the client and you are, and you're bringing on new clients because you're explaining stuff in ways that they get. And so because their confusion is low and now you help them understand something, like, yes, I want you to help me. I love it.